This episode of Sig Neutron Sputron brought to you by Tentacan, the tentacles in a can!
Well, welcome to episode three. Thrice. Trace. I don't know why I'm just going on threes. Three times. Whatever. Hey, how's it going, everybody? So now we're back with the last episode was about irreverentism, or a brief overview of irreverentism. But now we're back to this episode's going to be just a wacky, weird, ridiculous things and stuff that I like. And yeah, maybe you'll like it too. Who knows? If not, I don't care. If ye be new to this podcast, if this be your first episode, I don't know. My podcast is super random and weird. And I'm just trying to get you to think. Trying to get you to think about what? I'm not really sure. But if you're thinking, at least you're trying. At least you're thinking about something. Because thinking is good. We should all do a lot of thinking about stuff. I don't think people think about stuff enough these days. There's a lot to think about. There's a wealth of knowledge. We've never been more connected than we are now. And we're just squandering it away. Watching cat videos and fails. Watching people fail. Why do we love to watch people fail so much? Why are we so wrapped up in the misery of others? And then when somebody's doing good, we don't really give a shit. Why is that? What is that in human nature? Because I ain't sure, but we're all guilty of it. I love a good fail video as much as the next person. But there's got to be more out there. I can feel it. There's something more. Well, if you are new to this podcast, I just go a bunch of different random segments. Sometimes I'll break into random song. Sometimes I'll just ramble on like this. Rambling. Rambling to fill intro space. Ooh. Yeah, no, this is a terrible intro. You know what? Yeah. People should just think more. Think more. Think about things in ways that maybe people haven't thought about them before. Okay, this intro is going nowhere. Or maybe it is. I don't know. Let's do this. Welcome to episode 3 of Sig Neutron. Sig Sputron. Sputron. Sig Neutron. Sputron. Sig Neutron.
Hello, 8-bit breakdown.
Leave a lot of lonely motherfuckers.
Well, welcome, my little weirdos. Around here, that's a term of endearment, because I believe that we should all be weird, because being weird is, I don't know. Most people, when they're themselves, they're considered weirdos, but what is weird and who makes these rules? I encourage being yourself. Why is it so weird that when we're ourselves, we're afraid to be ourselves. That sucks. When did everybody start being afraid to be themselves? Oh, probably all the multiple years of mob mentality that persecuted people that thought outside the box. Maybe that's where it started. Humans are an interesting species. Anytime anybody comes up with something new, we immediately question it and be like, no, you're doing dark science something. No, no, we can't have your free-thinking ideas ruining our normalcy. See? It's so normal around here. Not you, with your weirdos. I don't know. That grinds my gears, man. So just always be yourself, and no matter how weird that's going to be, no matter how weird it comes out, be you. I stand for that. I stand for originality. Be like Nicolas Cage in Wild at Heart, who has a snakeskin jacket, and it's a statement of his individuality and his belief in personal freedom. You wear your snakeskin jacket and you wear it proud, and I will salute you. I'm like really on a kick of doing silly voices today. Well, Easter just passed. That was, I guess, fun. I don't know. Easter is like the strangest holiday for me. I mean, it's a lot of our holidays are stole straight from pagan holidays. And again, that's another strange thing of man. They're like, oh, look at these people that did this thing before us. Well, we don't like that, so we're going to steal it. And we're going to keep the name, but then we're going to change it and make it something that it's not because we don't agree with what it was. But we like the name, sort of. Easter used to be a pagan holiday. It's to celebrate Ishtar, which is a female goddess of like fertility and among other things. And the egg was a symbol, and the bunny, because bunnies, you know, procreate and all that. That's why there's the bunny and the egg thing. But us, the Christian people are like, I don't know, kid, bunnies lay eggs. Here's your candy. Remember Jesus. Like, what? It's getting all confused, man. Humans just, it's just a giant game of historical telephone meant to confuse us all. Where's the real answers? Well, I say we try to find them. And also eat Easter candy. I don't know. I like candy. My favorite is Shock Tarts. I don't know if that's my favorite candy, but I really love Shock Tarts, like, to a ridiculous degree. Like, I would eat so many of them that my tongue is raw. Like, you know that, like, sour candies, they're just coated in citric acid. That's what makes them sour. Somewhere along the line, someone thought, hey, let's put acid all over this candy and give it to kids. What could go wrong? Speaking of assimilating cultures and things like that, when we went to Italy, I thought it was so interesting that touring all of the different churches and temples and stuff, a lot of the churches were built on like pagan, pre-existing pagan temples. And you can even see some of the like ancient deities depicted with like horns and things. And I don't know, Christianity came through and was like, we will build upon it. And what about that horned man over there, painted on the wall? I don't know. It's a nice painting, isn't it? Yes, it's a nice painting. Well, I suppose we'll leave it. It's come up with a name. The Devil, yes. Mm-hmm, yes. Mm. That is the name of this thing. We'll keep it. It's like they just took like some of the artifacts that wasn't even theirs, and then they just like came up with a story for it that fit their religion, which is super strange to me. I guess the topic of this podcast is, the one we're on now, is the strange things that people do. Yes, all of the strange things that people do. I think it's very bizarre that people are so obsessed with tabloids and like the lives of the rich and famous. Like, what? People got like so wrapped up into that that they've become like spectators in their own reality. Like, they have no motivation, no drive. Like, they've forgotten that they're completely capable of doing the exact same things in life or different things, or actually just adding to, I don't know, history, or offering something to the human race rather than just consuming. I think there's two types of people in the world. There's consumers, and then there's creators. And, you know, I think, yeah, of course, we're all naturally both. We're consumers and, well, I mean, some of us are both. You can be a creator, but you have to be,
You can be a creator, but you have to be a consumer, because of course we're going to eat up all the media and everything like that. That's just a part of existing and enjoying existence. But the people that I have a problem with are, they're just consumers. They just consume, and then they don't offer anything back to the world. I think that's pretty fucked up. Like, how do you live a life and you don't even, like, I'm not saying anything on a grand scale either. Like, just, I don't know, it could be with your community or making art or, I don't know, or even just learning about the world and what it is. Not like the bullshit meltdowns of celebrities and stuff, or, you know, being obsessed with people on Instagram. I find that fascinating too. It used to be the tabloids, and now it's like Instagram, the lives of Instagram people. And, you know, it's given us this strange perception of ourselves, is that everybody's perfect and everything always goes so dandy, and all these people that live these extravagant lives, they're so happy and everything is so perfect for them. But you realize that you're getting the director's cut of these people's lives, because people don't show you the shitty times. They don't show you the times that they're like passed out next to a toilet or trying to detox from alcoholism, or, you know, you don't get that shit because nobody wants to share it. I think that we should all start being like more open and honest with ourselves, because, you know, because people have this perception that, oh, well, their life is perfect and they must not deal with bullshit, so I guess I'm fucked up and something's wrong with me. Don't think that. Please do not think that, because know that, like, I have a lot of fans that always like ask me, like, man, how do you stay so positive and motivated all the time? And the true answer to that question is that I don't. I absolutely do not stay positive and motivated all the time, because life is tough and there's struggles and there's like everyday life that you have to deal with. And that's sort of the point of life, I guess, is to struggle, because when you struggle, you actually earn that, those lessons that you learn. You earn that knowledge. But yeah, I'm not perfect, man. And I have like bad times, and I feel like my art sucks too. And I have days where I don't feel like doing anything. That's a part of life, but we have to overcome that, because I really do truly believe that, you know, a part of this life and a big point of it is to create. We've developed as a society past the point of just having to survive. Now we can thrive, but we're thriving in the totally the wrong way. Like, we're focused on people that do thrive, and we want them to fail. We want them to fall back to our level, because, oh, look at them. Yeah, now that they're famous, no, please don't. This is something that gets me all the time. Now that, like, I see it all the time, it even happens to me too. People are like complaining about famous or noteworthy people that post their political opinions. It's like, once you become famous, you just completely waive all rights to having a human opinion or caring about anything. You're just an entertainment. How fucked up is that? You know, like, people work really hard and they put themselves out there for your consumption, and it's like, and now they can't have opinions? Like, Jesus, like, what are you adding to the human race? Or what are you providing other than fucking bullshit complaints? I call these people culture vultures.
Wow, look at that group of vultures.
Actually, a group of vultures sitting around is called a committee.
Oh, well, wow, look at that committee of vultures flying overhead, talking about culture committee things.
Actually, a group of vultures in flight is called a kettle.
Oh, well, wow, look at that kettle. The kettle of vultures soaring so high. Huh, I thought for sure they were gonna go swoop down on that carcass. Seems they went straight for that gossip mag.
Yeah, kid. We the culture vultures. Ooh, we the culture vultures. Yeah, we the culture vultures. We ain't do shit. Ooh, we the culture vultures. Yeah, we the culture vultures. Ooh, we the culture vultures. Sucking poop juice from your bullshit titties now. Purchasing store lines, getting our fat food. Hoking eyes on celebrity taboos. Our lives are empty, gotta fill it up. Not doing shit, so we really need a bump. A fix, a nib, a notch, a nibble. Someone else's lives and someone else's spittle. Staring down my sloppy beat, drooling over suffering. All your train wrecks and your private lives are guzzling. Puzzling? Now I'm waiting for you to fail, cause I'm too afraid to try. I'm smacking my lips while I'm watching you climb. Slip on my spit, cause it ain't worth a dime. I was born for this, baby. I ain't going nowhere. You the one doing all the grooving. I get my feel when you stop moving. Cause we the culture vultures. Yeah, we the culture vultures. We got bullshit, but why deal with it when yours is so public? Oh, you think you could enjoy the beach like a normal person? How'd you get so fat? Oh, you got political opinions, huh? Oh, please stick to entertainment. We don't know, give no shits how hard you work to get where you is. Silver pedestal? Honey, you on a silver platter. Getting eaten by all the eyes is all that matters. Us vultures don't give no shits about fixing nothing. We just want to watch it rot so we can slather it up. When you in our eyes, you just there for consumption. And ain't nobody like that food talking back to them. Food ain't got no opinions. I want to see you fall down here so I can, on the ground, so I can pick at your famous ass meat. Cause we called you vultures. We called you vultures. Girl, why don't you try some drugs? Punch a nosy paparazzi. Oh, have a meltdown. Oh, yes. Oh, I want to see your meltdown. Oh, I want to see all your meltdowns.
That song cracks me up.
Them culture vultures.
No, I really do think that there are many, many wonderful facets of humanity and people out there trying to do good and trying to, they like knowing what's up. And these are the kind of people that I want to reach. These are the kind of people that I want to hang out with because, you know, they're out there. So me complaining about the culture vultures, I don't think that's everybody. But don't be a culture vulture. Now that I went on a rant, I don't know. Why don't we do some dumb bullshit so that you can know? How about that?
Dumb bullshit you can know, and it won't change your life, and it won't pay your taxes, and it won't call your grandma when you should, and it won't fix your drinking problem, but it might make you look cool at a party.
Get them digits.
Did you know that female gymnasts actually don't start puberty until they stop training because they don't have enough body fat? And the female body has to develop enough fat before it starts puberty? I thought that was the craziest thing when I found that out. Remember back in episode 1 when I talked about why the fuck do people splash cold water on their faces? Well, it turns out there's an actual reason for that, and it's called the mammalian dive reflex. If you splash cold water on your face, it actually considerably slows your heart rate. The purpose of this is so that you can use less oxygen and stay underwater for longer. Huh. And apparently it helps when you're having nightmares about things. Huh. Did you know that there's actually no muscles in your fingers? So when you're doing all that finging, that's actually the muscles in your palm and your wrist. Pulling them fingers up and down. Getting them wigglies a-wiggling. So along with some dumb bullshit, I figured, you know, I've been doing some thinking about some life hacks that, you know, I'll impart the knowledge to you. So, you know, how many times do you get to the end of a loaf of bread and you're like, shit, now I only have the front and the back half. That fucking sucks. Well, if you turn the front and the back half in and you put the inside of the piece outward, it's kind of almost like you're eating a normal piece of bread. And you don't even notice. Yes, I said bread. I meant bread. Try it sometime. You might like it. Also, here's an idea. Next time you're going somewhere and you feel like you might be running late, well, why not put the destination in your phone, and then it tells you exactly when you should leave so that you'll know exactly what time you get there. Every time I'm getting ready, I just keep checking my phone and watching it update in real time. Huh, imagine that. Ain't that some dumb bullshit? That's it for dumb bullshit. For now. Anyone else hate cutting their fingernails because they hate the feeling afterwards? It's like you got weird, like, phantom fingernail feeling. Oh, shit, I should do a song about phantom fingernail feelings. Aw. Oh, I didn't do a song for that. Maybe next time. But yeah, isn't that weird? Phantom fingernail feelings? I hate it. I really hate it. Well, I guess it's about time we should take a break. So, we'll be right back.
Tentacan, the tentacles in a can. Spray it on your wall. Spray it on your drawers. Spray it on your naughty bits. You weirdo. Whatever your tentacling needs, just grab a can of Tentacan, the tentacles in a can. I'm getting paid for this, right?
So this next segment might be a regular thing that I do. Man, I write down so much bullshit for ideas and things to talk about on Sputron, and I write down so much that by the time I go back to it, I have no fucking clue what it's even about. So I like to call this segment
Shit I Wrote Down in My Phone That I Have No Idea What It Means Now.
For real. So this is a note in my phone. I do a lot of writing when I'm like half asleep. I wake up in the middle of the night and write things. So here we go.
Sputron. Spewbacca. Spewbacchus yawns like. Sticky slickers. Nacho ho-ho. Long Johns must have had no feet. Love the dumpy trash vibe they put off. Start dressing sleazy and gross. Remember when you thought cookies had no flavor? Your 20s are just a decade-long vision quest.
That's legit like a note in my phone that all of that is together. I have no idea what most of that even means. Besides your 20s being a decade-long vision quest, I do believe that. 20s is like, all right, I'm old enough to experiment with things. Now how can I fuck up my brain? So in my 30s, I regret all of it. And then I actually have a respect for my body because now everything hurts and I have to pay for myself when I get hurt. When you're like 30 and you have to pay for your own health insurance, you're like, skateboarding? Oh, I used to love skateboarding. Now, fuck no, fuck that shit. I get hurt, I gotta pay for it. And not just with money, I have to pay for it for how the rest of my life, probably. Because everything just hurts, and it doesn't stop hurting when you get older. It's funny, because every generation says that. It's like, just wait till you're my age, and you're like, eh, shut the fuck up, oldie. And now you're like, oh shit, they were right. So now how about we get to some recommendations in the segment that I call Get Wrecked, Son. So lately, I binged it all, so I'm done with it. So I was all about and am still about Baki on Netflix, B-A-K-I. You have to check out Baki. Even if you're not a fan of anime, if you're just a fan of ridiculous homoerotic savagery, I guess the best way to put it. I love it. I think it's amazing. It's based on a manga called Baki the Grappler or something, and I think it takes place after some manga started or something. I don't know, but it's just about like these ridiculously powerful dudes that are just drawn like roided to fuck. They got roids on their roids. And they just, the only thing any of them want is defeat. And it just winning and being so badass just pisses them off. So they all culminate in Tokyo looking to out badass each other. And it's like they get off on like beating each other up. It's like there's these parts where this one guy's like, oh, I'm glad you cut off my hand. Because now I can punch harder. I punched him so hard it made me wish I didn't have hands. Now that I don't have hands, I can stump you even harder. It's basically just a bunch of extraneous details that they go into like all of this like long diatribe about special forces armor, bullet plated, whatever. And you're like, okay, how does that have anything to do with anything? Oh, it doesn't? All right, cool. All right. And then it's just into like ridiculous action. Like badasses show up out of nowhere. In this world of Baki, everyone is a badass. And you just learn all about the stories of everyone and almost nothing about the main character, Baki. It's all side story. Side story is the main story of Baki. It reminds me of another film that I highly recommend, which is one of my all-time favorites, called Rikki-O. This is actually a live action. I think there might be an anime on it. I'm not sure. But I think it was a manga. But Rikki-O is about this like badass dude getting sent to prison. And there's just ridiculous like prisoners that sort of run the thing. And he just ends up fighting them all. And insanity. It's just over-the-top gore and savagery. And I love it. Like, I want to live in a world like that. So check them out. Baki and Rikki-O. Rikki-O is not on Netflix that I know of. That I Rikki-O know of. That I Rikki know of. Yeah, there it is. But check them out. Because they're awesome. And them's my recommendations. Oh, I scrolled down a little bit in that same note from earlier. And now I see Cowbots. Sweet Space Poops. Canimals. I got the Poopies and Boobies song. So maybe one of these days I'll write, I got the Poopies and Boobies song. Or I won't. I don't know. I don't know how that's a contribution to society at all. Well, I guess this is the part where I end the podcast and I talk about all the things and ways that you can find me in other places. Like right behind you. No, I wish. How cool would that be if that was my superpower? To just, you listen to my podcast and I'm like, and I'm right behind you. And then I was, and I'm just like, hey. And you're like, what are you doing in my house? I'll see myself out. That's it. That's my superpower. No, I don't have that superpower. But I do have a Twitch, and you should watch me on it, because it's kind of like this podcast, but live, and you can ask me questions, and you can watch me sculpt things. So twitch.tv/signeutron. Go follow me on that thing. And then I upload all of the videos from that. Well, I try to be good about it. So at some point, I am going to be uploading that. Whatever. Follow me on the YouTubes. YouTube.com/BizarroAgogo. BizarroAugogo. You can find me on Twitter @SigNeutron, and you can also find me on Instagram, which it seems that's where I'm most active, with @SigNeutron on the Instagrams. I'm trying to think if there's any other place. No, I don't know. But if you dig this podcast and you dig all the weird shit I talk about and the thought-provoking poopies and goobies that I discuss, you should share it. Because I would really appreciate it. Share it, comment on it, rate it, do all the things and tell your friends about it. And play it at work so you can annoy people. And play it, I don't know, in other places. Just play it in places. Now, but I really would appreciate all of the shares and all of the stuff. Also, if you got anything you want me to spew about, send me an email, signeutron@gmail.com. And send me some questions or something, a topic that you want to hear me spew about. And I'll do it. I'll spew about it. I'll spew on it. I'll spew up, down it. Spew all around it. I'm going to stop spewing right now. But yeah, do all those things. Find me in all those places. And maybe if this podcast blows up, maybe I'll actually get some real advertisements one of these days. How cool would that be? No, but seriously, please share it. Okay, I'm done. Well, you guys all have a wonderful night. And I was going to say, don't let the bed bugs bite. That's so dumb. I still need a good outro. That is not a good outro. How about outro? Smoke bomb. Poof. That fucking sucked too. Never mind. All right. Later, everybody. Keep it weird. Slay on, slayers. That's kind of a cool one. No. I don't know. I like keep it weird. No, that sounds like Portland. Ah, fuck. Maybe next time. Later.